Please be seated. Good morning. In today's gospel lesson, we heard Jesus who healed the lepers. But I wanted to bring you to the point where, and let you know, what is leprosy? Today, leprosy is properly known as Hansen's disease, after the Norwegian who identified the bacterium that caused it. A rather graphic description is, symptoms that develop include granulomas, tumor-like growths of the nerves, respiratory tract, skin, and eyes. This may result in a lack of ability to feel pain and then thus loss of parts of extremities due to repeated injuries or infection due to unnoticed wounds. Weakness and poor eyesight may also be present. Yuck. Doesn't sound at all pleasant, does it? But what we know today is leprosy is not precisely what they called leprosy in Jesus' time. There was a biblical perception that anyone with leprosy was unclean. You had to go to the priest, and the priest should pronounce you unclean. The disease is on his head. The person who has a leprous disease shall wear torn clothes and let the hair of his head be disheveled, and he shall cover his upper lip and cry out, unclean, unclean. He shall remain unclean as long as he has the disease. He shall live alone. His dwelling shall be outside the camp. People that were identified as a leper were separated from the rest of society. Many skin conditions were assumed to be leprosy, possibly even diseases such as psoriasis or eczema, or possibly even zits. Anyone identified as a leper was required to live away from the city walls, away from other groups of people. Leprosy was and is contagious, but leprosy was also seen as being a visible sign of sin. People who sinned were punished by having a disease given to them. You must have done something to deserve it, or your parents did something. Now we know that God doesn't punish us by giving us a disease or a deformity. But that's what common thought was then. And occasionally today, people still think that way. So, victims of leprosy were kept separate, apart, ostracized, even feared because of their disease, because of their sin. But Jesus showed compassion on the 10 lepers in today's gospel reading and healed them. Go show yourself to the priests. In other words, show yourself as clean and free from sin. They went. They were healed. They rejoiced. Now, let's move forward approximately 2,000 years. Leprosy, or Hansen's disease, is treatable with drugs and other therapies. People are no longer shunned from society. The leper colonies, leper hospitals, leper houses have almost completely disappeared. It still happens occasionally in countries like China, India, and Africa. However, most colonies, as we once knew them, have closed, since leprosy is not actually very contagious. So, we no longer isolate lepers due to their disease. So, how do we treat people with a contagious disease today? Quarantine? Very rarely. We take precautions. We wash our hands. We use antibacterial gel. We cover our face when we sneeze or cough. And even now, we are spraying pesticides when there's an area where Zika or malaria may be found. Sometimes we do isolate people, but not when they have a disease, but when their bodies can't fight disease because of a compromised immune system. But what if we have leprosy? What about our sin? That leprosy. That sin that separates us from God. We isolate ourselves. We don't go to church. We avoid people who may judge us. How many times have you heard, have you invited someone to church and they've responded, "If I go to the church, the roof will fall in." I've heard it. And we can tell them again and again that the roof hasn't fallen in yet, and it's really good roof, and it's not going to happen. But they're afraid that there's some type of like sin detector at the back door, and alarms and bells and lights will go off, flashing that say, "Sinner in the church, sinner in the church." It's not like sins are guns. We may not want guns in the church, but we do want sinners. Now, I fully admit, I'm a sinner. If there was a sin detector at the back door, it would go off every minute, every time I came into the church. But that doesn't worry me, because I know that I am forgiven and I am loved. I also know that all of us are forgiven and all of us are loved. No questions, no doubts, nada. But back to leprosy. Let's go back to sin in the world today. There are people today that are being kept separate, isolated, separate from most of society. Separate not necessarily because of a physical disease, but because of circumstances and stuff that's not fully in their control. Separated from family, friends, places, from each other, and from us. Sometimes it is due to money that people are separate. Sometimes beliefs, faith. People don't go places because of perceptions of class and or behavior. We don't go because of mistrust. We stay separate. We are afraid of the contagion of leprosy. And there are many people who are separated from each other because of sin. And no, I'm not talking about prisons. I'm talking about the separation that happens between people when there has been sin or perceived sin between them. We don't see Joe because he did this, or took that, or lives with Pat. We don't trust. We don't forgive. We separate ourselves from them. We keep them outside our city walls, our homes. If we see them, we walk away. We treat them as lepers. Do we have to do that? No, we don't. We can heal the sins that are between us. Maybe, just maybe, we should look beyond their leprosy, beyond their sin, beyond the pain they have given to others. But it isn't always easy. Let's go back to Jesus healing the lepers. What if you were in that group of lepers? Or in any of the groups that Jesus healed with from either mental or physical challenges? What if while you were in that group, Jesus came to you, called you by name, and said, "Your sins are forgiven. You are healed." And as each person in the group was healed, you started rejoicing with them. And as Jesus continues through the group, forgiving and healing, You hear Jesus call the name of someone who hurt you. My child, your sins are forgiven. You are healed. You might think, no, that person can't be here. Jesus couldn't be talking about that person. But you turn around, and it is that person who hurt you, who sinned. Are you going to rejoice with that person? Hard question. I forgave my best friend, and it wasn't easy. I will never claim that forgiving someone is easy. My best friend lied to me, betrayed me, deceived me. He hurt me. The pain was so bad that I literally lost 35 pounds because of the shock, grief, and pain. And yes, I did find it back. But even as I was hurting and healing, I knew that I had to forgive him. He was my best friend. I loved him, and I still love him. No question. Who is this best friend of mine? My ex-husband. He knows this, that I forgave him, and I love him. We are separate now because of circumstances and geography, not because of the sin between us. There is love between us, not marital love, but love nonetheless. I also realize that not everyone can do this. How I was actually able to do it, I don't know, but I did it. So, what can we do? How do we cure the leprosy in our lives? Do we open our doors? How do we stop this isolation, this separateness, this leper treatment in society? First, we are aware that it exists. We do what we can to alleviate it, taking baby steps if necessary. Second, we ask God's forgiveness for ourselves and for others. Yes, others, for many reasons, including that they need God's love, but also because they may not realize their brokenness. Lastly, we also need to forgive ourselves. Not just for the sins we know, but the leprosy we see in ourselves, the leprosy that keeps us separate from each other. When I forgave my ex, I had to forgive myself too, for hurting my best friend, my ex-husband, for things I may have done to hurt him, ways I may not have listened to him. As we forgive others, we also need to forgive ourselves. God forgives us, loves us, heals us. Can't we do that for others? Let's work together to cure the perception of leprosy that keeps us separate from God and separate from each other.